Have you heard about three-year-old Emilia Rivera? She is now at the center of a growing campaign to save her life and a debate over medical morality. Last Friday, her mother blogged about Emilia's need for a kidney transplant. She went on to write that doctors at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia were denying the transplant because of Emilia's physical and mental disabilities. Emilia has what's called Wolff-Hirschhorn syndrome. When an Owings Mills mother got wind of it, she snapped into action. Sunday Stillwell has a popular blog called Extreme Parenthood and two sons diagnosed with autism. She has a great deal of empathy for special needs kids and knows how to work social media. But what's happening with this crusade is pretty amazing. And Sunday joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
You know, I have a pretty good idea of why, but I still want to hear it in your words. Why and how did you start Team Emilia?
I first heard about it on Friday. I was watching Twitter, and somebody had tweeted out a link saying, I can't believe this is happening in 2012, and with a special needs hashtag. So I clicked on a link, and I read Chrissy Rivera's blog post, and I cried, and then I got really, really angry that a family was basically being told they should take their daughter home to die when they're... are medical treatments and a transplant that can be done to save it.
So what did you do at that point?
At that point, I shared it on Twitter. I then shared her story on Facebook, and I realized that it wasn't going to be enough. And so I went to change.org, and I created the very first petition I've ever created in my life. And then I just started telling people about it on Twitter and Facebook, Google+, of course. And it just took off from there.
So on change.org, and they've even written something about it on their website, but you've started this petition. And how many signatures do you have so far?
Right now, we are almost 26,500 signatures.
And that's in the course of 4 or 5 days?
That's in the course of since Friday at 4 p.m., so yes.
Wow. We should also mention that not only did Change.org write about it, the mainstream media has picked up on it, CNN, CBS, ABC, Fox, USA Today. I Google Newsed it. I couldn't believe it was everywhere, the Washington Post, not to mention the locals. You're no stranger to social media. Are you surprised by this snowball effect?
I'm not surprised at all, especially considering we're talking about an individual with cognitive impairments, a special needs child, and being a special needs parent myself, I know how strong that community of parents and individuals are. They say it takes a village to raise a child. Well, a really good village to be in, if you're going to be in one, is a special needs family village, because when you need anything, they're there at a drop of a hat, whether it's just, you know, there to hear you vent because you're having a rough day, or you need concrete help. You know, you need somebody to, you know, pick you up a pack of diapers, you know, or, you know, we're nationwide, we're worldwide.
Right now, it seems like it's taking a village to save a child. Have you been in contact with the Riveras?
Yes, actually. I've been keeping in contact with Chrissy, Amelia's mom, every day, whether by phone or email. And it was great. The first time we talked on Saturday, we talked for over half an hour, and there's just a camaraderie there between special needs parents. You know, you just immediately start, you know, talking about the similarities across the board of our children.
Yeah, Chrissy didn't know you, of course. What was her reaction to what you had started and had managed to accomplish?
When I first talked to her, it was funny. When the phone was ringing, I was a little worried all of a sudden. I was like, maybe she didn't want this much attention. But she picked up the phone, and the first words out of her mouth were, thank you. You know, we are so blown away by the response for our daughter. She told me she never expected Amelia's story to go outside the Wolff-Hirschhorn community, you know, because it's not a very large
community. No, it's small.
It's not very big. And so she really never thought it was going to go past their community. And so, my exact words were to her, welcome to social media, you know, another special needs family saw your story, took it to Twitter, and that's all it takes.
Let's talk about where we are with Amelia's case. So far, we've heard relatively little from the hospital. This is the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, otherwise called CHOP in that area. And they've been, their statement in part reads, the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia does not disqualify potential transplant candidates on the basis of intellectual disabilities. They went on to say that they have transplanted many children with a wide range of disabilities, including physical and intellectual disabilities. But they also said that they could not specifically comment on this case because of what they said are privacy laws. They did not, however, come out and deny Chrissy's account of what happened.
Correct. There's been, the family has had very little contact with CHOP since Chrissy wrote the first blog post. She basically has heard, you know, she heard from the hospital on Sunday night. They did hear from Amelia's regular doctor, of course, and all of them agreeing that, you know, can we meet again and talk about this?
But to the and best of your knowledge, there has not been a meeting that's been set up?
No, not yet. They're still waiting for a call back from the hospital to arrange that meeting.
You know, we don't know the whole story, and I don't know if you even feel the need to know it at this point.
Right.
But there are those who have said in on behalf of the hospital that there are some issues with medications, and there are some what they call legitimate issues for denying a transplant. And we're not 100% sure of what those are or how that would apply in this case. Are you ever bothered by that?
What bothers me is the notion that and it's not even a notion. It's there's so many people who passionately are arguing on all these various media sites that are covering the story that are basically saying it's okay to discriminate against a person based on their mental status. It's okay to not give the same level of medical care to somebody who is cognitively impaired.
What's your ultimate goal?
Our ultimate goal is that Amelia gets her transplant, whether it is at CHOP or it is another children's hospital who steps up to the plate. And furthermore, we want to see legislation. I'm contacting the ACLU. I'm looking at laws. I want there to be an Amelia's Law that says you cannot discriminate against somebody for a transplant or for medical treatment based on their mental status. And silly me, I thought it already was a law.
All right, Sunday.
But clearly.
Clearly you have a ways to go in your mind.
Right.
Sunday Stillwell, a blogger of Extreme Parenthood, Baltimore mom extraordinaire, the founder of Team Amelia. Good luck to you, and thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much for covering the story.